This is James Cooper with K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District with your Extension Crop Report. Grazing wheat fields in early spring is economical, practical, and simply good timing if it can be pulled off. First off, it has been shown with repeated studies that wheat fields can be grazed in early spring without hardly any yield loss if timed correctly. The timing, however, is fairly sensitive. Wheat fields can be grazed for a couple weeks in the fall, usually later November in southeast Kansas, and again for a couple weeks in the spring, usually late February to early March. It is vital, however, to remove the cattle before we call first hollow stem gets tall enough to be at risk of the cattle. The hollow stem is the growth point that contains the immature wheat head. Most years, it is mid-March before the hollow stem gets out of the ground enough to be at risk. There are some wheat varieties that are much slower, up to 3 weeks slower, to begin growing the hollow stem. This allows for more flexibility when it comes to wheat grazing. There are also some wheat varieties that tend to grow more biomass than others, which is an important trait to be declared a specific variety that is meant for dual-use wheat. One advantage of grazing wheat fields in the spring is it matches up in timing when fescue pastures would do better with just a little break. In late February to early March, when wheat fields is grazable, the fescue pastures are also just starting to kick into gear. If the fescue pastures get grazed off at this time, then it has to use its winter reserves, and it doesn't have much leaf area to build up more reserve. The 2 week head start means that fescue can take more pressure once the wheat begins thinking about making the hollow stem in mid-March. Early spring wheat is very high in protein and palatability. Protein is often 20 to 30%. Because of this, it is important to control for bloat with supplements and hay, and to control for grass tetany with magnesium mineral. Stocking rates are often around 500 pounds of animals per acre, so one stalker per acre or one cow per 2 acres. It is important to note that because the cattle are removing protein from the field, they are also removing nitrogen. Grazed wheat fields need an extra 30 pounds of nitrogen included in the spring top dress application. The disadvantages of grazing wheat is largely dependent upon the weather. February and March in southeast Kansas can mean soggy, muddy fields, and you don't want the cattle tearing up the wheat field if it is too wet. Fortunately, as long as it isn't too muddy, research has shown that cattle don't compact the soil much. Most of the perceived increased soil roughness is temporary surface compaction. In fact, if a farmer is thinking about a hay crop this summer, rather than double crop beans, a common practice is spreading a small seeded summer grass like teff or crabgrass in the wheat field with a spring top dress. The cattle traffic can help plant the seeds. In June, once the wheat is harvested, the crabgrass is ready to take the field for a high quality summer hay or grazing crop. So, grazing wheat fields in early spring is possible with a lot of benefits. Just need the cattle, then the fence, and of course, the right weather. If you have any questions about grazing wheat fields, please give me a call at 620-724-8233. This has been James Cooper with your Extension Crop Report.